And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
I did indeed get to the movies again yesterday. And it was a quiet day at the movies. And the movie that I chose to see is called The Invite. And there were a few other movies that were possibilities. I've already seen several of the movies that are there. And there was one that it was called Moana, and it's the live-action version of the Disney movie Moana. And I'd seen this movie in its cartoon form. In fact, I think I've seen two of them in the cartoon form. So I said, well, maybe not again. So I decided I'm going to do something kind of different and go see this movie, The Invite. So what I can tell you about the movie is that it has a cast of four. I said, oh, that's not very many people in that cast. And it was just the four people. They meet their neighbors. It's Seth Rogen, a male and a female. Olivia Wilde, who is the co-star. She plays Seth Rogen's wife, and she's also the director, and she's getting quite a reputation as being a good director. You know, she will take a movie, and assuming that it's a reasonably intelligent movie, she'll do a very intelligent job with it. So from that perspective, I would say, this is probably a movie that grown-ups would like to go see. Essentially, the plot of the movie is that the two couples who live in an apartment building in a city. I remember which city it was now. I don't think it was New York. And they decide to get together because they're having some friction. The couples, although they don't know each other, they've never met each other, but the ones who live upstairs are noisy. They're not just noisy, but they're noisy because they have, kind of acrobatic and very noisy sex. And it bothers, and they know perfectly well that it bothers the couple downstairs. They're not entirely sure what to do about it. So at first they just, we'll get together and we'll talk about nothing, just odds and sods. But we will get around to talking about not just the fact that we're so sorry that we're disturbing them, but also we would like them to join us. So like, oh, okay. One of the people who wrote about the movie online said something about soft porn. And I question that, but there is definitely an element of sexuality with these two couples. So you have the couple downstairs who seem to hate each other. And there's the couple upstairs who very much are, you know, very enthralled with one another. They haven't been a couple for a really long time, but they are a couple. They have a lot of sex, and they invite people to come have sex with them. And the four performers are really good. They're people whose names you would know for sure. So we have Olivia Wilde, who is the director as well as the co-star. Seth Rogen, who's also well established in the business. Penelope Cruz, who I haven't seen for quite a while, who is Spanish. And another actor that I also haven't seen for quite a while, Edward Norton. But they're all really good, solid adult actors. And as I was watching this, I was thinking, well, this is interesting. And it's not, I don't think there was any music in it except for part of the time when the Seth Rogen character, Joe, plays the piano. But even without music, it was like very emotional, very emotive kind of movie. And very well done. I don't know if you at home have seen Edward Norton and Penelope Cruz and Olivia Wilde and Seth Rogen in a movie together, but this is the one that they have done, and they've done a fine job. And I said, but, you know, this reminds me of a movie. And I was trying to remember the name of the movie, when I saw it, where I saw it, and I couldn't. So, of course, I had to do what I do. And I looked it up. So the other movie that reminded me very much of this one was a movie from 2004, so like 22 years ago, called Closer. And it's described as the relationships of two couples become complicated and deceitful when the man from one couple meets the woman of the other. And I remember 22 years ago when I saw this movie thinking, I really like this movie. And those people are doing such a good job. It was a Mike Nichols film, which helps to explain one of the reasons why it was well done. And it was just a smart movie to begin with. So you have Natalie Portman and Jude Law and Clive Owen as the four people, who similar to the four people in the movie that I saw the other day called The Invite. And they are kind of sort of special people. And the second woman, Natalie Portman, and the other woman is another very well-known performer. So I'm not going to dwell on this. Just to say, there are, as it turns out, there's a lot of movies out there that are made with minimal casts. So you have your humongous movies that have a cast, literally a cast of thousands, and then smaller movies like this one, which tend to be intelligent, well done, and very much worth your while. If you happen to catch this one online, probably Netflix or maybe even Disney, but it's excellent, and it is called Closer. And there's a couple of others that are in this same vein of like very small casts, but either very intense or just extremely well done. And another one that I saw and liked very much from the past, of course, Misery. Most of us have seen Misery, which was based on a Stephen King novel about a man who is captured and put into misery. But it's just essentially the two of them in the movie, the two, James Caan and Kathy Bates, playing the miserable characters. Another one that I would recommend, you can find all of these, of course, on the online. Another one is called Death and the Maiden. A political activist is convinced that her guest is a man who once tortured her for the government. I remember seeing this one, and this goes as far back as 1994, and somehow I remember it. Sleuth, a couple of versions of Sleuth there. Let's see, another one that I would say is definitely worth going to see. Or not even going to see, just turn on your TV and you'll find it. And it's called Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And this goes way back. This is 1966. Again, a Mike Nichols movie. He continued making movies for a long time. Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, George Segal, and Sandy Dennis play the only characters, not just the main characters, the only characters who have very bizarre interactions among them. But it reminded me quite a bit of the movie The Invite, where the people get together and nobody kind of knows exactly what to expect, but things kind of go off the rails. By the end of the movie, things have gone very strange. But it works out well for the couple, the downstairs couple who are having all the problems with the upstairs couple, because they discover that they have gotten to a point in their marriage where it's almost no point of no return, and they have to decide what will we do now. Will we take their recommendation? And here we have the second couple basically giving them marriage advice, and they decide, yeah, well, maybe we will take the advice and simply break up our marriage. But I won't tell you if that's what happens at the end or not. Just to say, it is one of these kind of little intimate, minimal character movies, and it's, I think it's worth going to see. It's been well received by critics. I know not everybody cares about that. I do, but it's been getting approval ratings up in the 90s by both critics and regular audiences. An audience member says, "Soft porn and rhetoric, not my jam at all. Thumbs down for me." But she was of the four people who are quoted here. She had the most negative comments. And this is considered by one of the actual critics. "In this witty, thoughtful comedy about the intricacies of human relationships and of the workings of the human mind, Olivia Wilde proves herself adroit as an actress and director again." So she's somebody to watch out for. Also very good. She used to be on a medical show that I watched quite faithfully. Anyway, so I think this is all I'll say about these minimal character films, and this one in particular, which is playing downtown. But I did want to mention that coming later this week will be the movie. I think I mentioned this last time. The movie will be coming to the Maison de Cinema, The Odyssey. And of course, I had to look. I've been sort of expecting this one to burst onto the film scene any day now. And finally, it will be bursting onto the film scene, and it will be on Friday. It is a shade under 3 hours, so get comfortable. Maybe take something to stay awake. If, like me, you find that the seats in the movie theater tend to be so comfortable that they're quite easy to fall asleep in. But for this movie, I will have at least a couple of cups of coffee and pay attention, because it's a classic movie. And it's a film which has been looked forward to for quite some time now. It's directed by Christopher Nolan, who is a very, very well-known, highly respected director. So that fact alone will give this movie a lot of cachet, a lot of publicity. The stars are, I guess, Matt Damon plays Odysseus. Tom Holland plays Telemachus. Anne Hathaway plays Penelope. These should all be at least relatively familiar names. Robert Pattinson plays Antinous, and so on. So there are some big name actors and actresses in this very long movie, but a movie which I think everybody will find has something to offer them. There's action, there's lots of kind of cerebral quality. There, things are going on that are going to keep everybody highly involved for at least the 3 hours of the running time. Maybe after that, people will need to stretch. I don't think there's an intermission, but they used to do that. They used to have intermissions in long movies. But it will be enjoyable, and it'll be enlightening, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it for a few weeks now. So, having seen a small cast movie this week and having enjoyed it, now it's time for the next movie. Is going to be not just a big cast, but a whole big palette of filming. There's so many people involved and so much action, but it won't be silly action. It will be action that has been the director, Christopher Nolan, will have thought through carefully and put on the screen carefully, because that's how he is. Anyway, I think perhaps that's enough movies for today. So next time I speak to you, I will have seen Odysseus and have some more up close and personal things to say about it. Having seen the movie at this point, I've only heard about it, and it's getting such good reviews. I think it will be it will be hard to screw up this movie, I think, unless you are just in general don't like long movies and say, well, it's too long, which on occasion I have said, it's too long a movie. But I think I won't say that about this one because I think it will be an outstanding film going experience.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.